across the Super Radio Network. Taking your calls on 13 1269. Brent Bultitude.
Right, as promised, the original and best Master Chef Julie Goodwin. She joins me on the program this afternoon. Hello, Julie.
Hello, Brent. How are you going?
I'm all right. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Long time no talk.
It has been quite a long time, hasn't it? Yeah. I think it was prior to season 14 Master Chef.
Yeah, you were going back on the telly.
That's right. Oh, gosh. Feels like a lifetime ago.
It does for both of us, doesn't it? Yeah. Look, thank you for taking the time to talk to us this afternoon in your busy schedule. I just wanted to say you've got, is it a new book? It's called Classic. That's the latest. I mean, you've put out several cookbooks, but the latest one is called Classic.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It just came out a few weeks ago, so just in time for Chrissy.
And as the name would suggest, I imagine it's got all the classic recipes in there that one would expect.
Yeah, look, it's kind of a bit of a go-to, like all the things that you love to sort of, well, that I love and my family loves to go back to over and over again. So it's sort of our classics. And that includes, you know, the pub classics like Parmigiana and all that sort of stuff. Your Nan's classics like Bistrog and, you know, the Pavlova and all that sort of thing. So it's meant to be a book where if you want to roast a chicken or make a chocolate cake, it's got the recipes for that in there. They're not all tricked up and fancy. It's just straight down the line. This is the classic way to do those things.
Fantastic. Absolutely. Can we talk Christmas, obviously? I received a couple of emails, and it got me thinking, and I thought, let's talk to Julie Goodwin about cooking, for example, a turkey. I was saying yesterday, my mum cooked, you know, like most mums cook a turkey every Christmas. And if I went to mum and dad's for lunch 30 years, we got dry turkey for 30 years. And it was real dry. And the only way you could sort of eat it is you'd reach for the gravy and you'd put as much gravy on the turkey as you possibly could. For people that are looking at cooking a turkey this Christmas, what is the fail-safe way to make sure your turkey doesn't get to the table dry and chewy?
Look, honestly, Brent, my family wasn't a turkey family. So turkey came into my Christmas a bit later on in the game when I sort of had in-laws and stuff. But turkey, for me, the big trick is to brine it. And that sounds like a lot of fuss, but it's really not. So, and also, you know, the turkeys we buy aren't the gigantic ones you see on television for American Thanksgiving type thing. A turkey can just be, you know, like 3 times the size of a chicken, not right. 12 times the size of a chicken. Right. So don't get a massive turkey because they're hard to wrangle, they're heavy, they don't fit in your oven, you don't have a baking tray for them. So just get a reasonable size one and brine it overnight. So what that means is just putting it into a container that it fits in, that you can cover it with water, and just put in a real good handful of salt and a good handful of sugar and leave it overnight. Now, if you don't have room in the fridge, what you can do is do it in an esky with plenty of ice blocks that you make out of your Tupperware containers. Put that in so it stays nice and cold overnight. And what that does is it really tenderizes the meat, and it sort of moistens it and seasons it from the inside out. And so then when you roast it, it's beautiful. And the other thing to do is if bits of it start to burn, put a bit of foil over so that pieces don't burn, and just Don't overcook it. Keep an eye on the juices that are coming out of the cavity. So when you get it out, tilt the tray so that the juices run out of the cavity. And if they run out of there pink, still pink or cloudy, you've got to put it back in. As soon as it's clear and you get those beautiful little brown, like my boys call them pan lollies, the bits on the bottom of the pan that make the best gravy, once they start to develop, then you know that your bird's cooked.
So you brine the turkey, and the way you do, you basically cover the turkey, you submerge the turkey in water with, a handful of salt and a handful of sugar overnight, and keep it, if you can, in the fridge, otherwise do it in an esky with ice blocks around it, and that's all you do. Just do it overnight, and then, obviously, don't cook it for too long.
No, that's right. You pull it out. You've got to make sure it's dry. Dry it off inside and out. Give it a little bit of time to come down from that freezing cold temperature before you chuck it in the oven, and that way it'll cook more evenly for you. But yeah, just get it out as soon as it's cooked. Not while it, you know, as soon as it is fully cooked, pop it out of the oven and cover it with foil and rest it for a little while before you serve it.
To go with your turkey, what's your recipe for the very best crunchy baked potatoes?
Oh, look, over the years, Brent, I've tried a ton of different ways of doing potatoes. This one is that I always use dirty potatoes, so dirty sobagos or Dutch creams, peel them. I boil them in water, like cut them to the size you want, boil them in water until they're just starting to get crumbly around the edges, and then drain them. And then to cook them in the oven, I put the oil in the pan in the oven so that when you put the potatoes into the oil's already hot. And that way it sort of seals them and it doesn't soak into them so they're not greasy. And then just put them into a really good hot oven and turn them as often as you need to make sure they're even and that they all get a little turn with their bits on the bottom. And then as soon as you get it out of the oven, you've got to put salt on, otherwise the salt won't stick. And that is a really beautiful golden crispy potato.
How long would you suggest you need to cook these in the oven for?
If you're doing them from hot, probably 40 minutes or so. If you're doing it from cold, like if you parboil your potatoes the day before, which you absolutely can do, then it's probably between 50 minutes to an hour.
Any advantage in roughing the edges up with a fork?
Well, look, I think that if you're carefully watching them as you boil them, you can see when they get rough around the edges, and
right.
That's when you stop cooking them.
Okay.
If you go too far, they're sort of mushy. But, yeah, I think if you need to rough it with a fork, then maybe you haven't cooked them long enough in the water.
You can buy this in the shelves in the supermarket, but it never tastes the same if you make it yourself. A really good brandy custard to put over your plum pudding.
I've never done brandy custard. It's not my jam.
It's not your jam. Never done it.
No, I'm not a brandy girl. I was actually never a fruit pudding or a fruit cake kind of girl either when I was younger. But my great aunt used to make a plum pudding. She used to put pennies in it, and she would pour brandy over it and set it on fire on its way to the table. So it was a fantastic spectacle, and you'd get money.
As long as you didn't swallow the money.
Well, that's right.
All right, then, tell me about your... have you got a trifle recipe for me?
Oh, look, trifle's classic, isn't it? And I tell you what to do if you want a nice, easy way to do it, is buy one of those Swiss rolls, those jam Swiss rolls, instead of baking your own cake for it. And that looks really pretty when you lay that around the bottom of a glass sort of pan, and then, you put the jam and... sprinkle on whatever you want to sprinkle on. If you don't want to use alcohol, you can use apple juice instead, just for that little bit of moistness and sweetness, and, layer it up with your favourite custard. Again, this is why trifle's great. You don't actually have to stand over a stove for any of it. You can buy the roll, buy the custard, whip the cream, and layer it with a bit of fruit, a bit of jelly, good old jelly, and that's your classic trifle. That's the sort of old school, what you remember from childhood days trifle.
I remember my mum used to put jelly and she used to put peaches in the trifle, of all things. Tin peaches. Anyway, I mean, that's my memory as a child. But when I make my own, I get strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, and I cook them in either some sherry or some liqueur muscat. Don't cook them much. And then you use that to layer, your cake.
That's beautiful. Another thing to do with your berries is if you just sprinkle a bit of sugar over them and let them sit for a little while, they macerate. They sort of break down into this beautiful fruity, syrupy mass. If you wanted to do it without putting it into alcohol, that's another way to make them sort of break down and be syrupy and lovely.
That's a good idea. So you don't need to do them over the stove with some alcohol. You lay them out on a tray and you just sprinkle sugar over the top of them and leave them.
Yeah, or just chuck them in a bowl and toss them through with some sugar. And with strawberries, it's about 10 minutes, you'll notice them starting to soften and really just leach out all that beautiful juice.
And if you have a custard recipe, a favourite custard recipe for brandy custard, all you do is make the custard and add brandy. It's as simple as that.
So sounds obvious, doesn't it?
It does, but it's as easy as that. If you don't like brandy, you can add sherry, you can add liqueur muscat, you can add all sorts of things to your brandy custard, and I suppose you can add that to your trifle as well if you want a really, really strong alcoholic-flavoured trifle. Wow.
If you want one, the kids aren't allowed to eat.
Yeah, true. My nan used to put hundreds and thousands in her trifle.
Oh, wow. The kids would love to eat.
She did. She used to put hundreds and thousands. All right. Fantastic. That's great. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join us and give us your hints. We really appreciate it. You and your family, have yourself a very Merry Christmas.
You too,
Bruce. To coin a phrase, and we'll look forward to talking to you the next time.
Marvellous. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Julie. Bye-bye. That's Julie Goodwin, the original and the best master chef, as we said. She's got this new cookbook out. It's called Classic, and as you can imagine, it's got all the classic recipes in there.